flying Queensland, sorry for a slight delay, but we have gathered some new information this morning. So I can advise that we have one new community case in Queensland. This person is a close contact of the person we identified yesterday from the aviation training facility. This person lives at Bagara Waters on the Gold Coast. We also have one additional case that will not be recorded in Queensland numbers as they were tested positive in New South Wales, but is a truck driver who has travelled onto the Gold Coast area, lives in Queensland, and has been in the Gold Coast area from the 25th to the 27th of September. So that means we have 18 active cases currently. We did 11,208 tests yesterday, so we're seeing those testing numbers come up, but we want to see even more people coming out and getting tested, particularly on the Gold Coast as well now. We had 21,713 vaccinations, which now brings us to 64.58% first doses in Queensland, 45.6% second doses. So what these two new cases mean is that we will be extending immediately the directive in relation to mask wearing to the Gold Coast LGA as well as the Brisbane City Council and the Moreton Bay Regional Council LGAs that we announced yesterday. And we will also be putting the directive in place as far as vulnerable facilities in the Gold Coast LGA. So that will mean that there will be restrictions on people accessing hospitals, aged care, disability facilities, and correctional services facilities. We will be monitoring this very closely over the next 24, 48 hours. But we know that we need to be looking very closely, of course, at all of those close contacts that have attended the training aviation facility, and our contact tracers are working closely with the aviation, the airlines, and also the staff that work at those facilities. Good news overnight, one of those hotels that one of the gentlemen stayed at yesterday, that all of those close contacts have come back negative overnight and they are now in isolation. So that's really good. That's what we want to see. The quicker we can contact trace and identify people, get them tested and get them isolating means we can contain this virus quickly in the community. So the message is clear today for anyone from southeast Queensland, but anyone who's been travelling in these areas, please, if you have any symptoms, no matter how mild, a headache, a runny nose, please go get tested. We will be monitoring testing capacity on the Gold Coast and in the Brisbane City Council Moreton Bay areas. Again, working with private pathologists to request those on the Gold Coast to allow people to come in and get tested without needing a referral and also just making sure that we have the times available for people to come in and get tested. We know that the virus is on our doorstep. We have been saying this for some time now from New South Wales, ACT, Victoria. These cases reinforce this again. The genomic sequencing that came back on the two different clusters yesterday show that this virus is not linked to any existing Queensland cases, that these are linked to interstate and potentially overseas. So that's good news. It shows that we don't have any evidence of the virus still circulating within the community from previous clusters, but it shows once again the risk to Queenslanders of this virus coming across our borders. So please go out and get tested, making sure you are wearing your masks at all times, indoors and outdoors, unless you can socially distance outdoors. We know masks have made a difference. We continue to ask people high level of compliance. This is critical. Also, if you are going to get a test, you must isolate until you get your results. Please don't think that you can pop down to the shop or the chemist after you've had your test and then go home. Please make sure that you are isolating until you get your results. There will be additional exposure sites going up on the website. Please check the Queensland website regularly to see if there are new sites on the Gold Coast, Brisbane or Moreton Bay area, or anywhere else for that matter, once we get the opportunity to talk to these individuals and understand their movements. There certainly is more exposure sites from the gentleman who has driven as a truck driver from New South Wales and back again. There are new sites coming up, including Coles and Liquorland. There's some fast food places as well. So we do want people to make sure they're checking these websites. And the last message is this. We have new clusters again. Victoria are recording increasing numbers and deaths from this virus. New South Wales is reporting deaths every single day. Today is the day you should go out and get vaccinated. Remembering that it is at least 5 weeks from when you get your first vaccine that you are fully covered, because you have to wait 3 weeks if it's Pfizer, and then 2 weeks after that until you get full protection. And those timeframes change with Moderna and AstraZeneca as well. So it's a minimum of 5 weeks from when you get your first vaccination that you are fully covered. So don't wait. Today is the day. Come out and get vaccinated, because this is how we will protect our community. It will keep you safe, your loved ones safe, and ensure that we don't have our ICUs overwhelmed by people who need ventilators and whose lives are at risk. So please come out and get vaccinated today. That's how you can do your bit to protect our community. I'll now hand over to Dr. Young to just talk in more detail about these recent cases. Thank you.
Thank you, Minister. So one new community case in Queensland. This is a gentleman in his 50s.